My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa, two Johns don't make a right.
Well, the microphone needs to be the other way. It needs to be the way it was.
This way?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it to, like, not slide.
You want to put it in something soft, maybe?
That's cool. That should be cool.
Will that do it?
No. Let's do this. We'll just do this. It's fine. Oh, is there God. Something... Maybe there's something soft we can put up.
My balls?
Your balls are pretty hard, man. I don't know.
This is how I find out?
You got those bow dings.
You
got those bow ding balls. How's it going? It's two Johns. Don't make a right. We got two Johns and a Johnny.
Yes.
On this. And that's because our guest today, this morning, is Mr. Johnny P. Johnny Pemberton himself.
Hey.
What's up? We're talking houses. We're driving south right now, and we're about to go over some speed bumps here. We're talking to Johnny Pemberton. How's it going, Johnny?
It's going great. Great to be here. I'm just now thinking about this whole no right thing, and I'm like, I'm really curious how this is going to work.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, it's really John's kind of thing, you know. It's like, I'll sit here and comment on it all day, but I'm not turning left, you know, I'm not making the lefts, and avoiding the rights, but yesterday, we didn't do anything insane or illegal, but we did do some, like, totally ridiculous, yeah. We have done illegal things two times, to avoid turning right,
What's
yeah.
What's your take on this, Johnny?
Well, this is a right, kind of. It's not a right. It's going in a rightly direction, but it's not a right.
This is a lot of the subtleties that we discuss on the podcast.
I would say that it's a turn signal dependent thing.
That was definitely not a turn signal.
Right, it was not a turn signal. It was a continuation.
Yeah.
This is my wife and one of my children.
Where?
Should we say hi to them?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
We're having a fun podcast.
Hi. Yeah.
Where are you going? Why are you leaving us? We're doing a podcast.
We're going nowhere.
It's a hit podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Adorable.
This is our town now.
Oh,
there's my mailman.
Running into
Jason,
people.
How are you?
Hey, old man Withers. Hello,
bro. Oh, that's the guy. That's the meth head dude who lives on the corner. It's Michael. Hey, Mike.
Meth, baby.
You listen to Korn?
I don't listen to Korn, but I realized what they were all about when I watched the Woodstock 99 documentary.
Okay, well, that aside, have you listened to... You gotta check out Korn, I think.
Really?
I'm into Korn now.
All right. All I know about Korn is that their lead singer, Jonathan, mm-hmm. he has a, first of all, the same name as me. I'm a Jonathan as well. And
I'm not a Jonathan, just so you know.
Okay. You're John. He's a nerd. Like, when you see him interviewed, he's like, I think the music should be like this. And then when you see him on stage, he's like, let's go, I'm cool and tough. But, like, before that, he's a cool guy?
I think he's very cool. His style is cool. I dig the style. I like his singing a lot. I like that they're from Bakersfield, because it's like, talk about being an underdog.
Yes.
Right,
Bakersfield. You're starting from the bottom. Now we're here.
Not even on first.
Wait, place. I don't know if Bakersfield, the proximity to LA.
Sure.
Bakersfield is a rundown. It's not rundown,
it's,
but
it's beyond rundown. When's the last time you were in Bakersfield?
Bakersfield, I was there like probably like 5 years ago.
It is a hole. It is a place where it is a trash. Talk about getting affected by COVID. Bakersfield got fucked. Bakersfield got fucked hard by COVID, I think.
Bakersfield got fucked?
You know what I mean? Like, places that were on the margins really right. hit really hard. And Bakersfield, I've been through there since. It feels like you are a little bit post-apocalypse, especially when the summer when it's hot you go through there.
Well, it's hotter than L.A. or any place. Yeah, it's like so weirdly hot. But their proximity to L.A., it's like I'm never surprised when bands, oh, that band's from O.C. or something like that. Like, being from Bakersfield's, like, a little bit, it's too, like, when someone's from Ohio, like, the Black Keys, like, I'm not a huge Black Keys fan, but, like, they're from, like, Ohio, and, like, they made it huge. And so, I don't know, something about Korn is, like, maybe it's
close to entertainment.
It's they're close to entertainment and kind of like if you're like a music kid, you could like you have like the proximity a little bit if you're in Bakersfield. Not to diminish what
agree or disagree.
Yeah, okay. Big fight. But is your big thing rap rock? You like when guys are like, Hey, yo.
Okay, this is gonna sound crazy.
I'm a rap rocker and let's go.
I'm not a rap rock guy at all.
Yeah.
I would say, and I've joked about this, but it's not, it's only a joke because it's kind of true. Korn is closer to jazz than any other rock music.
So Korn, so this is the quote. Korn is closer to jazz than rock music.
They're closer to jazz. They're more jazz rock, I would say, than they are rap rock.
Do they sing Got the Life? Is that them?
They sing like, you know, how's it go?
Bow-digga-bow-ga-bang-ga-bang.
I'm trying to do the thing where it's like the Freak on a Leash thing.
Oh, Freak on a Leash.
You know that? Yeah, that's Korn.
The guy from Korn, I may be mistaken about this, but I think that Jonathan Davies just came out with a dog food called Freak on a Leash.
Shut the fuck up.
Or it's
if
a dog.
Real, please tell me that's real.
It may be a line of dog products that are like.
That is the greatest thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
But that is real.
You gotta get that. You gotta get Freak on a Leash.
Oh my god.
Kibble.
I can't love Korn even. I love Korn even more now.
I wasn't the biggest Korn fan in the 90s. And for the. To be honest, I didn't really like any 90s music during the
90s. Me neither.
But now. Yeah. I think I listened to it on 90s radio or whatever, mm-hmm. and I think it just calls back a simpler time before internet and life was a little easier, no email.
Yeah.
Everything about life was better.
And then, yeah, I think it was. And it wasn't just because I was in my 20s, it was just because you weren't available all the time.
Well, I think, yeah, you weren't available all the time and getting like fed things constantly into your eyeballs. But Korn, I like missed music, I feel like. I just didn't listen to any popular music from like 1995 to like 2010 or something. I got into like.
I got into the Strokes.
I like the Strokes. Sure. I like a couple
White
different.
Stripes.
I went to see the White Stripes live and I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
But I was trying to get into like more alternative. Like New York City stuff, or what going
Interpol,
to see
the National,
John Zorn.
The National. I think the National is.
National's good.
My friend's careful.
National's good.
That's why I'm not.
Yeah, we can't talk shit. Are you friends with Jonathan Davies?
No, I'm not.
Well,
you want
to
be?
I would like to be. I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, imagine we were watching that new Dahmer show.
Oh man, it's a hard watch for me.
It is a tough watch, but I tell you what I love about it is the. Oh, hey, how's it going? So you want a Coke?
He's...
look at my car keys.
Oh, because you're from Minnesota. And you...
Yeah, well, you know what? I tell you what, Sanka, it's going to be pretty quick to make you a cup of Sanka there. So
That
shit kills me.
I think he's doing like a Joe Pera impression. Like the Joe, it seems like Joe Pera a little bit. His
kind of, but that's because Joe is, that's...
The Dahmer Show stars Evan Peters, who's like an insanely good actor. But, like, that's in Dahmer, he's like, oh, how are you?
Oh, how you doing?
Why don't you just drink this? What's in this drink? Oh, well, it's Coke. Just a little bit of solids in there.
Some Coke and Jack.
It's some Coke and Jack, and there's just a piece of solid pill in there that you want to swallow.
They got to break it up because my grandma's upstairs.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking to Britt about, is how, let's say I had a project with Evan Peters, we became friends. if I brought him home or over to a party in my house, I would be like, well, there goes my wife. Because Evan Peters is like the most attractive, charismatic man.
Yeah, but, is well, he or is he? Is his acting is charismatic.
I think he, well, I don't know. I don't know him in person, but I would be hesitant to bring around. If you were dating someone new, I would not introduce them to Evan Peters, because I would be like, you cannot compete with that man.
Right.
So
right.
attractive. So like.
But what if she gets all the Evan Peters, all that charisma and badassness, show? And then she comes back to you? That means your relationship's even stronger.
That'd be true.
So yeah.
But maybe he's like a dud in person, and he's just, you know what I mean? He might be like a simpleton.
Or you could just be like, you know what? Fuck him. Go ahead, do it. It's okay.
Go ahead, Evan. Just take her.
It's okay. You can have it. You know you want it, Evan. No, I don't want to like ruin your relationship. Like, no. Do it.
I might actually enjoy. That's probably across that bridge when we come to it.
By the way, we just went over the Shakespeare Bridge.
Come on that bridge when you cross it.
Yeah. We're on St. George. We just crossed the goddamn Shakespeare Bridge, one of the most unimpressive bridges, named after one of the most impressive writers. Guy wrote fucking Macbeth.
And Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah, he wrote Shakespeare in Love. This guy wrote...
You're talking about the Bard,
10 Things I Hate About You.
The Bard, yeah. El DeBard.
El DeBard.
Can't believe you guys don't love Evan Peters like I do.
I like Evan Peters. He's great on American Horror Stories.
I'd throw a dick at him, sure.
I'd give him some dick. Give him some butt.
Am I right? Is he one of the most attractive men working today?
I don't think of him as like this super attractive guy. Okay. I think of him as like a really good actor.
Is he today's Brad Pitt? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, like today's Brad Pitt is who's
Pedro
today's
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal is a good looking dude.
The women cannot stay away from Pedro.
He's just got that look, and he's like a charming dude.
See, I would not feel as threatened with Pedro around as I would with Evan.
Because Evan's like the secret kind of like, but, you know, women don't always like attractive men. You know,
quote of the day.
Women. God. Women. Some women are like, it's like fat, funny women. Guys or whatever. You know.
Something about women is they don't always like attractive men.
Yeah, they don't always like good-looking dudes.
Yeah.
No, but it's more about type a little bit.
Totally,
with,
that's
like,
always the case. But most the same with men too, right?
But most people are like a Latin lover, Pedro Pascal. Yeah, I'll get with this guy. I'd be like, hey, why don't you cuck? Why don't you cuck me?
Hey,
that's fine.
Pedro.
Why don't you?
Pedro, man, love your work on Mando.
What?
Would you be interested in cucking me out?
What's Spanish for cuck? Can you cucko? Can you cuck me? PP, Pedro Pascal.
Hey, we had to cut almost all your episodes.
on set to call me PP.
Hey, kind of cut down to about 10 minutes. So we gotta scrap it. I'm on a project with Pedro now, and it just can't have that out there.
So, Johnny, we just went to Africa.
We did.
And we had a crazy experience.
We had a peak experience, I would say.
One of the peak experiences of my life.
Truly, truly one of the peak experiences of my life.
Well. Yeah. Going on safari. We went on, we shot a TV show.
Right.
Which was its own peak experience.
Oh my God,
I thought that it was incredible. We went to Namibia. And Namibia.
I was
choking
the rain.
We Namibian. Yeah, we got into this song while we were there. Rendezvous and I'm through. I could swallow my pride. I could choke on the rain.
We did that the whole podcast.
Yeah, so that's what we were doing. We did a lot of singing that song, which is by Eve Six, I believe, and it is called. It's called something that it should be called Rendezvous. It should be called Swallow My Pride, but it's called like some weird thing because they were an alt band and they were like
Inside Out.
Inside Out, yeah. It shouldn't be called Inside Out.
And love and...
It should be called So we went to Namibia, and that was cool. And then we went to Kruger Park in South Africa.
We did.
And we saw the big animals.
We saw big and small.
Big and small.
We truly were blessed with what we saw.
Yeah. We had an unusual, we were told, and it was very clear, experience with seeing animals. We got to see an African spotted leopard for like an hour.
And a half, yeah.
Just like sat around and was like, we could just check it out.
Close enough to easily have been killed by it.
Yeah, we definitely, it could have effortlessly killed us. Yeah, we were like 10 feet away from it. Yeah. We saw lions. We saw them. We saw a lion roar for a minute. We saw a hyena at one point.
Just walked right in front of us, casual as hell.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Stunning, stunning animal.
Stunning, weird animal. And hyenas, we learned, the females it's like they're the dominant. The females are bigger and more dominant, and they have, pardon me, this is going to get a little graphic, but clitorises that are as big and mimic male penises.
Yeah.
So they look, but so all hyenas have the same looking genitalia because of that. So other animals see them and know that.
DMB is not going to like this.
No.
Yeah, no. DMB, the Dave Matthews Band? They're going to be pissed.
Carter Beauford is going to be pissed.
All right, may he rest.
He died?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I made that up. So, yeah, here we are. We're in Atwater Village now.
Beautiful Atwater.
Atwater, one of the most, the crown jewel of gentrification of Los Angeles, I would say, is Atwater Village.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
It is. It's the crown jewel of just changing a neighborhood from...
flipping the script.
They definitely flipped the script.
I lived here from 2000 to 2004. None of this was here.
Oh, there wasn't a goddamn thing here, man.
To the,
The Roost was, and Bigfoot Lodge just went in at that time.
This is, to the right, we got where the Beastie Boys recorded. See the sign that says Jill's Paint? That's that old building up there. That's where the Beastie Boys recorded Check Your Head and Paul's Boutique.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, right there. That's why the MCA mural is on it. This is a rough area. And when the Beastie Boys are like, Glendale Boulevard, Glendale Boulevard. This one, what's that? That's where I'm at. That's where we are. We're right now.
And MCA is from Brooklyn.
MCA, you should be cooking. When did you get into the Beastie Boys, Johnny?
I
kind
of got into them probably in middle high school. Probably like, I don't know, I'm trying to think when this was. Probably 97, maybe? Maybe 98?
Oh. Yeah.
I was really into the album Ill Communication. Hardcore into Ill Communication.
That's the first one I got into.
And that is arguably the best album. The first two albums are...
Ill Communication, you think?
Absolutely. Their albums are like, yo, we do rap, oh my god, it's a big basketball guy. You know, it's kind of annoying.
Oh, see, I'm not the opposite. I just kind of like all of it.
Okay.
I love
License to Ill, but Paul's Boutique on, I love.
Paul's Boutique is musical, whereas, you know what I mean? It's got a lot of instrumentals in it, which are really cool. Almost,
it's funny.
Almost Korn jazz-ish.
Yeah.
Whereas
the
other earlier stuff. Also, what's cool about Paul's Boutique is that was before the sample law went into effect, so they got grandfathered in.
Yeah, no, they couldn't do that.
Right. Today. It's 100% sample.
Kind of like that podcast. You know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Beastie Boys kind of did License to Ill. They were kind of just like goofing around.
Yeah.
Like this podcast started off as a joke, and now it's just like this monster hit.
Yeah, and License to Ill, I love License to Ill. I mean,
I don't hate it. I just prefer the other stuff.
Yeah.
When they realized, oh, people like this. It's not just a joke. And I don't know what I'm talking about.
Less of a joke. Yeah, it's less of a joke. But I like when they're funny. And I remember it came out, License to Ill came out when I was in sixth grade. And everyone was listening to it, and I was like, this is not funny. I know it's funny. You guys are not. It's like a real, like, shut up. And then I was, like, playing sports in high school, and we were driving, and someone put on License to Ill, and I was like, oh, this is really funny. I get it. They're, like, funny.
Oh.
And then I got really into, like, the Beastie Boys, I guess.
So I'm not into comedy in my music.
I'm not into comedy in my music, but I do make comedy music, so that's cool. So I don't really listen to my own stuff.
That's a different thing, though.
Yeah.
How did you guys start hanging out?
We went on a safari together, and it's a long, you know.
It's weird. Like, yeah, we knew each other from comedy and stuff.
For years.
We knew each other for years, but we've never, like, hung hard. And then we went on vacation together, which was interesting. And then I was like, I went from, like, oh, I like Johnny, he's a great guy, to like, I love you. Right. Now I love you.
Yeah, and we've been bonded. We've been purified through pain.
Yeah, and meeting some of the most racist people I have ever met in my life. I mean, we met the most racist man.
In Africa?
Like, in Africa.
A different kind of racism. It's a different kind of racism. It's an African kind of racism. It's a generational...
It's upsetting. Is what it is.
Yeah.
It's also it's rough.
It's so different than what you'd experience here because it's a thing where, I don't know, I will always say about Africa is those people who live in South Africa, they live in the margins are thinner. Like the margins of success to utter failure are so much thinner in terms of just, it's a hard fucking life. It's a hard ass life to live. If you live in South Africa, you live in Tanzania, but...
It's a different
Zimbabwe.
Deal. In Zimbabwe.
It's fucking hard to stay alive.
In Namibia. It's rough, yeah. And they're...
The margins are thin, and so I think sometimes when people are that way, when they're super racist like that, it's almost like, I don't know.
To do with their lives being terrible, yes.
Yeah, being so terrible that... blame other people because
but there's micro blaming.
My mother
there's
was
like,
killed by the blacks, the killer. You're like, oh my god, what are you saying right now?
Right. Yeah, yeah,
like that kind of shit.
This guy was like, he was like, well, I'm from Zimbabwe.
And
you know, we used to call it Rhodesia, and it was the best, you know, it was the one of the greatest nations in Africa, and Rhodesia fed Africa
under Portuguese rule.
Yeah, under Portuguese.
It was amazing time there.
And then the blacks took over, and you know, they breed like rats.
Okay.
That's what he said to us, and we were like, we just want to learn about animals, sir.
Okay. Remember that part in Wayne's World?
Meanwhile, our minds are being blown by seeing elephants for the first time in the wild. And this guy's like, what do you think of Trump? We love him here.
You know what the best was to me? The best time in that entire drive, not the best, but the most like significantly bizarre, was seeing all these animals. And as we start going again, he goes, back to politics.
Yeah, he goes.
Like, back to politics?
He
no,
goes, are you pining for the days of Rhodesia, my friend?
I don't want to go back to politics. I want to stay in
well,
not
that's
politics
the awful thing.
At all.
They kind of have you held hostage
totally
on this.
Totally
have
us held hostage.
And he knew it, and he very much wanted to give us the point of view. He was forcing his fucking point of view on us.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And he also... And I was like, well, what do you think of Nelson Mandela? And he goes, oh, he's a terrorist. And I was like, what? Oh, well, you know, okay. And both me and Johnny were like, had the instinct to like, just start being racist and make it worse. Or like, pretend that we were like on his side just to see how far he would go.
Yeah,
but
I wish I could
didn't really
somehow
do
told
it.
That to you. Just be like, John, let's just fucking go down this rabbit hole. Let's pretend to be... Oh, you like Trump? Yes. Oh my God, thank God we found you. Yes, we love Trump.
Yeah.
Thank God we found you, man. Tell us more.
Meanwhile, this guy would say, I'm not racist either. Uh-huh. I love blacks. Ooh. You know, I'm friends with blacks. I just, you know, they are, it's their culture, you know?
It was uncomfortable.
It was rough. And we were just like, oh, but look, there's a fucking elephant in the wild. You know, there's a giraffe. And the guy was like, right, back to politics.
Back to politics.
I'm the worst person. I am high evil. Like,
what,
truly evil,
guy,
dude.
What that guy has seen, too. It's also, everyone's a product of their experience. And they have, I don't know.
It's too
much to even talk about. It's too, like...
I don't know enough about it to really talk about. It's a different... Africa's a different world.
It is so different.
Yeah.
So incredibly different. And those people who live there have such a... different experience of such an incredibly different experience.
Yeah,
it is funny though. Like, I grew up being taught, like, oh, you don't talk about politics or religion in mixed company, you know?
Right.
And now that's all anybody does ever.
Yeah, and people are very emboldened.
Yeah.
To talk about it because on the internet you're emboldened.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, there are no consequences for being like this. Oh, I actually get supported, so they're being supported on the internet, so they carry it into their lives.
Well, you get that dopamine hit when you have controversy. I think that's what it is you get that little hit. It's like losing in slots.
It's like Do you get a hit of dopamine from losing in slots?
Evidently, when you lose in gambling, there's some weird shit with like this negative feedback loop. That's why gambling is so addictive, is because there's some weird... The chemical you get when you lose is actually... I'm gonna totally get this wrong, but there's something that happens when you lose that causes more of something to flood your system, because
really?
The loss is so significant, it hurts so bad, that you get like this fucking charge, and it,
right.
That's what makes it addictive, is this thing where
you get like into shock.
Yeah, because winning feels good, but feeling the how bad losing feels is why you play more, because it feels so bad, or some weird shit. But that's the addictive nature of gambling.
When I was younger, I would gamble a little bit in Vegas, and it's true. Like, as excited as I would get if I was like up 100 or 200, I would be furious and be like, "Oh, if I was down 100 or 200, I'm definitely gonna win this back."
Yeah,
I have like that weird pride, like.
But it's a chemical thing. It's a chemical thing in your brain. That's why it's so such
yeah,
a serious
like because
addiction.
Losing can make you like, you know, winning is like isolating, and losing is like it can make you commiserate with your fellow man a little bit more, maybe
totally.
Too. That's something of like, ah, well, you know, you understand.
It's like, oh, now I know what that feels like. I know I can. It's you still have this hope that you can win it back, and I wonder if it translates to Trump supporters, like. Oh, I'm not doing well now, but someday I can be as rich as Trump.
So back to
Who's
politics.
Not very rich.
Right.
So back to politics.
So anyway, back to politics.
Anyway,
let's
back
go
to
down.
Politics.
Let's go down a rabbit hole that proves that I'm the worst person in the world.
What religion are you guys?
Let's go down Vermont Avenue.
Guys, we're turning left on Vermont.
Beautiful Moreton Bay fig here, I believe.
Oh yeah, Johnny, you're really into botany.
Well, that's about as much. That was about. Big flexes I've got right now.
It's pretty big.
Back to botany.
Do you have the picture of this app?
No, I kind of am not into that because I think it's wrong
cheating.
A lot. It's also
wrong. Oh, it's wrong.
Yeah, because it's the thing where, oh, it's this, and it's actually not that, because there's so many things that look so incredibly similar but aren't the same thing.
Is that just for plants, the picture app, this app?
No, there's another one.
Oh, Snap or something like that.
There's some. What else do people want to identify other than plants?
Birds.
Like dogs? Yeah, birds or dogs,
yeah.
Maybe.
There's one you can identify birds from their song, their call.
Oh.
I want one that identify jerks.
Oh, yeah.
One of the guys. Yeah, that guy's a jerk, guys. It's not worth your time.
Hey, it keeps going up. Oh, it's in your own pocket.
Oh, no! I'm the jerk.
If you're driving a Kia, and that's all you gotta know, okay? Kia or an A4?
Kia is a jerk.
Uh-oh, ambulance. I'm gonna pull over like a good Samaritan.
Yeah, we're going over to the right, but it's not a right turn. It's,
no, I'm,
you,
this
I'm
pulling is... to the right of the street.
Also
well, because
signal.
We're obeying the law, basically.
You ever thought about putting a sticker on this thing that says we only makes left turns?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I'm not doing the podcast, I'll turn right like a maniac.
Look at this freak. Just inching up as the ambulance goes
They
by.
Have those stickers because some Yeah, I know. Just stay put.
Them?
Just stay put.
Should I give them a little love tap?
Yeah, I think you should hurt their car, like up their car.
I saw something recently that this ER doctor, you know that trend on TikTok, the five things I wouldn't do as this profession?
Yeah.
And the first thing he said was honk at somebody, because they see all these people who come into the ER who are road rage victims just because they honk at somebody.
Really?
Yeah, because people lose their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Because you get honked at, and next thing they're chasing you for 2 hours, and they've got a gun, and they're gonna fucking shoot you because you honked at them.
I've had road rage guys. I like completely unconsciously barely cut a guy off driving north on like the 101 one time to Santa Barbara, and like it's like an hour and a half drive, and the guy just haunted me for the entire drive. Like a guy in a blacked out windows, just like he was ready for it, he wants it, and he is ready to like mess with me. And I got off at an exit to avoid him, to be like, oh my god, and he fucking followed me.
There's a solution to it.
What
the solution to any type of road rage? It's pretty extreme, but what you have to do, you have to pretend to be an absolute total idiot to the point where maybe you shouldn't be allowed to drive. Like you have to be like someone who is just so dumb and so unconscious of what they did. Like my solution is that's a nice car. Oh, I didn't realize that. And then they yell at you, just go, oh, what? You know, you act like you're someone who...
So I take off my leather driving gloves and my Ray-Bans.
And you start eating like a... and put a bunch of powdered sugar on your face and act like you're... You know,
no, that's good,
like,
but
drooling basically. Like,
well, you have a truck, so you can do that because you have a truck. So any level of kind of like you could be a doctor in your truck, or you could be like a guy who needs to whatever
to
haul some kibble.
It's a nice truck though.
I love that truck.
It is a great truck. What is that? A Toyota?
It's a Honda.
Honda.
Honda Ridgeline.
Honda Ridgeline. Bitch.
To, like, help them move stuff.
I mean, I can't be bothered, man. Someone mentioned it once, and I actually was like, yeah, I'll help you, and they never followed up.
Steve Agee used to drive a truck. He doesn't anymore.
He had that red truck, right?
Yeah, and he said people would ask him, like, almost every other weekend, like, you help me move a coach?
That's got to be, that's awful. That's more of a personality issue, I think, than having the truck.
Also, don't be a big guy who can, like, pick up stuff.
Also, don't ask everyone you have, just get a truck, don't... put that burden unless Steve Agee's become your good friend.
Which I'm close.
You're close to being able to ask him to help you out.
Yeah.
But you've got the fart van. You could probably haul something in this fart van.
I can haul so much shit in here.
It's a Toyota, huh? What is this? A Toyota what?
Sienna. Woodland edition.
Does it have the seats flipped down all the way?
The ones in the back do.
Okay.
So I could scoot where Johnny's sitting or John Daly's sitting. Mm-hmm. I could scoot those up, put the back ones down, and haul some, you know, like a go-kart.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a lawnmower.
My brother Electric has a bikes. Pacifica, I think, and then the seats go, it's called Stow and Go.
Yes.
That shit rules, man.
Yeah.
You have
you basically have a truck.
We
it's
have
huge.
That, but wait a minute, all the seats fold down?
They drop down, so you have a flat surface throughout
the whole thing.
Behind the front seats, it's fully flat.
I looked at that. Is that the stuff, can you hose it down, or is that just the Honda Odyssey?
It's like another fucking robot.
Whoa, let's get a pic of this robot.
That's a security robot.
I hate that robot, I hate you.
Beat it up.
You gotta start liking robots, man.
Yeah, I should start liking them. Yeah, you're right. That's just kind of a mistake.
I think you have to start respecting robots because it's the good thing where
they're gonna be making decisions for us.
Making decisions, and it's sort of like hating a toddler. You know what I mean?
Right, but I hate toddlers.
You do.
Yeah, because
you hate my toddler.
No.
We got in a big fight.
Is she a toddler? What? I don't have kids. What's a toddler? Two to four?
I think it's two to ten.
When they toddle around? I know a couple of over 30 toddlers. Oh, boy!
What is that robot anyway? Is that security robot?
It's a security for that.
It's Kaiser Permanente. Security, yeah. It's got that egg shape. It's like an oval shape egg head.
Like
a butt plug.
It looks like a butt plug. Yeah. Or it looks like Lost in Space a little bit, the robot.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Did you guys read this news story probably 5 or 6 years ago? They were testing out a robot like that to go across country. And, like, they let it go somewhere on the East Coast, and it went, like, maybe 50 miles before it got to Philly. And then people in Philly just beat the shit out of it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That is saying everything about Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Is there anything if people in Philadelphia won't beat the shit out of?
Yeah. I think they invented throwing D batteries at outfielders.
Oh, dude, Philadelphia, I love Philadelphia so much.
It's beautiful.
But it's also the place where, great to visit. Glad I'm getting out of here.
Where are you from?
Minnesota.
You're from Minneapolis?
I'm from Rochester, Minnesota, which is where the Mayo Clinic is.
Ooh, so you had good doctoring.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
growing
it's the kind of thing where when I was a kid, I would call everyone doctor. I did not ever say mister.
Oh, really? Because everyone was,
everyone's a doctor. I mean, I did know some misters who had to correct me. That's got to be a weird thing to say. Johnny, I'm actually Mr. Stevenson, not Dr. Stevenson.
You were calling your garbage man doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, doctor.
It's like a reflex.
Yeah.
Because everyone's a doctor. So, just call people doctor.
John made a surprise left here. What's this street we're on?
I have no clue.
Okay, we're in...
It might be fun.
I imagine Hollywood, or what is this neighborhood?
East Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's
a fun fence. Wow, that's a lot of sparkles. I would call that funky.
That's a funky fence.
The word funky's had a real...
I'm surprised when people walk in the street when there's perfectly good sidewalks.
I think that person was addicted to methamphetamine.
That person was definitely a corn fan.
Yeah, that was a Korn head.
An early Korn listener, may have been their first bass player.
Do you think that Korn was ever Korn with a C?
I don't know that much about. I'm a new Korn fan, so I haven't gone down the rabbit hole yet.
Right.
I do know that they did like meth, and
they were into meth.
Absolutely.
They're from Bakersfield. If you're not into meth, you're.
That's what my wife is.
Hard to hang out.
The reason she likes Korn is because you can hear the meth.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of hear it in there, which sets them apart from other bands. There's not a lot of meth-heavy bands, you know.
Well, you're a metalhead.
I would say
Johnny.
Sort of a newer metalhead, yes.
I love metal too. I want to see more metal because metal shows are the best shows, period. I mean, they're so good because they're scary. They try and scare you.
Yeah.
So funny to me. It's like, I like the anticipation for them coming out and then rocking. I haven't seen much metal, but I what band were you showing me when we were in Africa?
High on Fire? Or was it Power Trip? Maybe it was Obituary? It was Obituary.
Obituary, yes. Obituary. Yeah, they just seem fun.
They are one of the most classically long-term, real, authentic. Like, you can't say anything bad about Obituary. They're just so... What are they? They're just like... They've been around forever. They're from Florida. They're from Tampa, which already instant metal cred.
Right.
I don't know. There's something about them. They're very respectable in terms of a metal band, and they're so fucking good. Their shit rips so hard. All they just kill it.
We're passing Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Rip.
I haven't been there forever.
Yeah, good. Well, hopefully I won't be there anytime soon.
Sure.
That's where Johnny Ramone is buried.
It's where Trevor Moore interned.
Oh, really?
He's interned there, yeah.
Really?
Rest in peace, Trevor Moore.
Rest in peace, Trevor Moore,
nice
yeah.
Man.
Oh, one of the
nice guy.
One of the greatest people of all time.
Yeah.
I only met him twice, but I was still very upset by that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A real, actual tragedy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's a Sweet James billboard.
Sweet James.
Who's calling Sweet James for a motorcycle lawyer?
Sweet James.
Should we get sponsored by Sweet James?
Accident attorney.
He's an attorney by accident.
You guys ever heard of accident poaching?
What's that?
I think it's a real thing. It's where you drive around. You know, there are certain places where... I remember when I used to work in Century City years ago, there was this place where when you take a left turn, people would always blow the light. When you had the green left arrow, mm-hmm. they'd always blow the light, and technically you could hit them and they would be at fault 100% because they are running the light, but they shouldn't be doing.
Right.
Even though you are hitting them on purpose.
Right.
My idea was that this thing where you would drive around like this little piecer of a car, like a little shitty... a shit box, and just get into accidents and pocket the insurance money.
Right. Can you do that? Can you pocket insurance money?
Well, you can. Yeah. You can choose to.
I mean, yeah, but right. I guess you can. Yeah.
As long as your car isn't totaled.
But can't they tell you're doing that? I don't know.
I think this is the interesting thing to try to do is if, let's just say you could live off of, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month, you're good. You would just live in the margins off of a very little amount of money. You could probably just drive around poaching accidents and pocketing the insurance money.
I would do that but I would need to have like a profile of the person I would be. It would be impossible. I would need to know the person I was going to steal money from.
Yeah, it seems like you'd get road rage.
You get road rage this is not a good idea. This is like one of my many.
So this
not
isn't
good,
something not, that you did.
Well, this is obviously one of my many not good ideas of this podcast.
It's
right.
It's your retirement plan.
Yeah, this podcast is me telling you my bad ideas.
Johnny, you need to vote and you need to not get into fucking car accidents and try and hustle.
Back to politics.
Back to politics. There was a hustle in New York for a while. I'm sure it still happens where a guy would bump into you purposely and drop his glasses, and they would be pre-broken.
Yeah, I remember.
And they'd be like, "You broke my glasses, man."
This sounds like a gypsy thing, man.
You owe me money. I'd be like, "I didn't break your glasses." No, I didn't. I'm walking away, goodbye, and they'd kind of follow you until they realized that you weren't there. It was going to be very difficult, but I'm sure people just like gave them money, like right away.
We had some people who they would hand you their CD like in front of Hollywood and Highland, when like when that first opened. And
I know this hustle.
Yeah, and then they don't take it back, and they demand $10 for it. And they won't, like, you try to hand it back to them. They're like, no.
That usually works on tourists, right?
Cause I it's think like so, because they, yeah, they don't want to, like, get in a thing with their kids.
You're being nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just plays on people's tendency
to
be.
That's why they would do Hollywood and Highland, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then those aggro superhero characters, too. You know, people assume they're sanctioned by the city. They're not. They're just people who...
Oh, you mean the Chucky that's totally filthy?
Yeah.
The child's place, the Chucky
that...
Or
the Elmo that's totally filthy?
Yeah, Elmo. The filthy Elmo.
That's a nightmare thing for real. The filthy... Oof, that's so
yeah. Like, Paul F. Tompkins had a joke back in the day. It was like, one of the Hollywood Boulevard Spider-Men was perfect. He looked great. The other Hollywood Boulevard Spider-Man needn't have bothered. Just like the worst, like, trumped up bullshit.
There's a great documentary about those guys where the guy who played Batman was talking. They're interviewing him, one of the Batman Hollywood Boulevard guys. And he claimed to have worked for the mob. And saying how, oh, I did some pretty dark things, and they're asking him, so like murder, and he was like, yeah, murder was in the mix, and the interviewer says, you know, there's no statute of limitations on murder, right? He goes, well, yeah, it could have been, it wasn't murder, but just
oh my god,
totally caught in the
not
lie.
Murder per se,
you know, I said murder, but you know,
like a murder that played a pasta,
yeah, and yeah, then, like murder.
I where, murdered the rapes I did.
Yeah,
we'll cut that.
You know, there's no statute of limitation on rape either, right? Well, let's just say that donut didn't. It definitely had an extra hole in it.
Look, I ate it real fast. Wait, is this to the left? Is this Denny's, the rock and roll Denny's?
No, that was to the right.
Really?
Over by the freeway. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That one served booze.
Okay.
It closed down during the pandemic. This one made it.
What do you mean it served?
Well, there was a rock and roll Denny's that would serve booze, and like what's Vince Neil and Motley Crue would go there in the 80s.
Booze.
And
okay.
Booze is just yeah,
liquor. Sorry. God, I totally got
and
confused.
It wasn't hard liquor. It was just beer and wine, but still.
They had a Denny's that had beer and wine?
There's a few of them. They call them Denny's Diner. That's how they differentiate them.
I didn't know that.
And it's all the same menu, all the same great service, but they can offer you beer and wine.
Do you not drink?
I do.
Okay.
I don't.
Right. I've slowed down significantly.
I've taken a big chunk out of it, and I've replaced it with cannabis drinks, which is working out.
Cannabis drinks?
Yes, because it's a finite amount.
What do you drink that's a cannabis drink?
Well,
a
lot of
what are they called again? Kin? There's one called Kin that's like CBD.
The brand I like is Lagunitas, and it's just a sparkling water, and it has like no calories. It's just a refreshing little drink.
I've had one in my fridge now for almost 2 or 3 years, and I haven't touched it because I'm scared it's going to get me so high I can't move.
Yeah, yeah. Eating weed makes me like feel like I'm going to a fucking vortex. Like, I can't be social.
I
have to, like,
it.
Sleep. I have to go
but
to bed.
Drinking it is not the same as eating it?
It works for me. That's all I can say. Like, I can't smoke it in function, but I can do this.
Wow, you're a special guy.
Thank you.
You're different.
You know,
but doesn't your
different.
Size count, factor into that?
Definitely, yeah.
But if you can meet it out, like here's 0.5 THC.
Right.
I know I can take that.
Yes.
Oh, here's the line for Funko Pops, which we always see. This is
serious?
Let's turn.
Yes.
This is for fucking those. Oh my God! Look at
you
it
know
bend.
What? I can go around the block.
Look at it bend around the block. Look at
it
this
Funko Pops.
It is
out.
For fucking Funko Pops because that's the Funko Pop store. So people want to go in there and get the latest, whatever, Iron Man.
It's not even the latest. It's like, there's only 100 of these whatever Funkos.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis Funko Pop?
With his hurricane jacket on.
I keep hearing Rhonda Santis.
Rhonda Santis.
Rhonda sent this.
Rhonda
sent this.
Rhonda sent this over.
What? Hey, that's...
Rhonda sent us over. We're looking for a deal.
Rhonda's a good name. Rhonda has disappeared.
Rhonda, right? Gary, they're all like names from the 70s that no one uses.
Yeah.
It's
Rick.
Too bad, too.
Hey, Rick.
Rick's
me and Rhonda.
A good name. Rick's a great name.
Rick. Rick is a great name, yeah.
This is dangerous.
My friend's name is Rico. My friend's kid's name is Rico.
Rico.
That's a good name.
That's because his dad is Fred, which is Frederick, which is Rick. His dad's name is Rick. He's Fred. His son is Rico.
Look at that dude. Did you guys see that rock and roll guy?
Like that dude was definitely looking to get signed.
He was bitching. Yeah.
Just noon. He's out there just shining.
Showing what could be.
Yeah.
If I go to the Hollywood sign, will I get an agent?
Yeah, man. All I have to do is wear my cool shirt.
What happened to the turn left here?
We're turning left on Carmen Place. This is a little bit of a risk. No, we're good. We should be good. This is cool.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you consider a left when you're backing up? Is it the orientation of the front way, or is it does the back of the car become the front suddenly?
Well, we've done many a 3-point turn.
Yeah, okay. We'll do like a 3-point turn or a U-turn. Like, we can't, if you have to, like, what is going left if you're backing up?
I would say the question.
Moving to the left.
What is left?
What is left?
This is left. Is that the same guy? No.
That's Jonathan Davies of Korn right there.
That looks like the guy from Korn. Oh my god.
Is it Jonathan Davis or Jonathan Davies?
No, Davis, we'll never know. It's impossible to know.
What about Jonathan Davis, the Javies, the actor?
Boom, digga, boom, ba bang, a bang, biggie, biggie, bang, biggie, diggy, the freak on a leash.
I like this because you're just going to offend both Kid Rock fans and.
Jonathan Davis. It's Jonathan Davis.
We're huge with Kid Rock fans.
Jeremy Davies.
Yeah, Jeremy Davies.
Hey,
yes.
It's me, Jeremy Davies.
Wait, what's Jeremy Davies from?
Jeremy Davies is from.
He's a good actor.
Lost. He was in CQ.
Is he Sawyer?
No.
Who was he in Lost?
He's the guy who's like, hey, he always is soft spoken, but he also could be like, I'm going to have to kill you now.
He was a scientist who came over like season 3.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I think he might be a Coppola.
He's a Coppola Davies?
If he told me he's a Coppola, I would believe it.
Hmm.
Did you guys know I'm a Coppola?
Congrats.
Makes sense.
That's my talent to success ratio.
Well, they're talented, the Coppolas, though.
Oh, totally. I'm talking about...
Nicolas Cage, undeniably talented. The unbearable weight of his talent.
I didn't see that yet. I don't know if I can watch it.
I don't know if I can see it.
I liked it okay. I wanted to like it more than I liked it, but I didn't dislike it. It was interesting.
But some people, do you ever like someone enough to where you kind of want to stay not that knowledgeable about the
workings? I agree. Yes.
It's about you and me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just don't want to know.
I want to be a fan.
Right.
And we're back.
I don't like necessarily when... Oh, there's UCB. Now there's UCB Theater, and it says, and we're back. They painted it red.
Why did they get that bad marquee?
I don't know, yeah.
Damn.
They made it look more professional, but somehow worse.
Yeah.
The pandemic was a motherfucker.
Now it's professional. We're owned by corporations, not just four punks who are funny.
Now we're owned by... Caesar Milan owns us.
Now, Caesar Milan, Steve Wynn.
Owns a controlling stake
Elon
in the UCB
Musk.
Enterprise.
I am very interested in comedy.
Comedy is funny because, you know, comedy is crazy.
One of the Coppolas coming in. Remember
when I cracked the South African accent in the airport?
You did. You really killed it.
Cracked it in the security line on the way out. It's like this, bro. Everything is staccato.
It's like this, bro.
So, like, bro. Are you taking a left here? Because you've got to take a left, bro.
Yes.
That's like the Afrikaans accent. It's like I'm fucking crazy.
I know that we are racist here, but it is a different thing, bro.
John, you can't say we're all racist, man. You don't know.
It's a different life.
It's a different life.
The margins are so thin.
Don't fucking quote me. Now you're giving me the apologies.
The margins. The
margins. Could you imagine listening to the first 20 minutes of this and then being like, well, Pemberton's no good.
No, we...
Well, I checked out once Pemberton said 3 things. He's no good.
You should see his opinions about Africa, where he was privileged.
Defending racism and...
I did not defend...
I'll
defend?
Acknowledge our privilege.
Okay. You're not,
Pemberton did not defend racism, nor is he racist.
I will say that I am guilty of being a person who likes to look at things from a helicopter, from a bird's eye view, and see... almost seem like a devil's advocate.
If you're guilty of anything, it's caring too much.
That's yeah. definitely me. I'm guilty of feeling like everyone's got a past, everyone's got problems, and
life is hard for everyone. It's okay to be viciously racist. It's okay.
I think everyone's terrible.
I don't think you're like this.
Well, I kind of am in a way. I kind of am like an apologist for every person always.
I try and give people the benefit of the doubt. Is that what you're saying? You give people the benefit of the doubt?
I think I give so much benefit. Like a overwhelmingly benefit of doubt to almost everyone all the time. To the
Well, you hang out with Ted Cruz all the time.
But see, the problem with Ted is that Ted's let himself be a punching bag, and that's inexcusable. Like, the fact that Ted rolled on Trump is so sad. It's so fucking sad that he just was like...
Is it? I mean, yeah, he's just this disgusting person, yeah, so it's just disgusting on disgusting.
But cowardice is the most... Of all things, cowardice is the most inexcusable thing.
But you know it's I mean? Party of, for him, it's not cowardice. It's the bravery of selling out your wife because party above everything.
Correct.
Yeah, but that's total bullshit. Everyone here's
how
knows
hard,
that.
Here's how hardcore I am.
He's driving around with a tour bus that says truth and courage. Like for him
Are
to.
Are you serious?
Yes.
See, I'm so glad I don't know. This is why I don't watch any of this stuff because I don't want to know because it makes me totally sad to know that. Because it's already sad. It's already... What the fuck is this cool-ass fire truck?
Wait.
This is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Whoa.
Is that... What is it? Who makes that? It's got an R in the front. Is that a fucking Renault?
Hey, look out, everybody. Jesus There's a new kind Christ. Of fire truck, and it's fucking... Looks like a Transformer.
Dude, I'll tell you what. It's also something called tax dollars at work right there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it hits you in the wallet.
I'm trying to get back to that Funko area.
My wallet aches looking at that.
This is clearly a Democratic mayor in this town.
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Rick Caruso.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I got a survey call yesterday, and I talked to all survey callers like I'm either a Southerner or like a deep Midwesterner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who I'm voting for.
Oh, my God. Well, do you record this?
No, I didn't because I was walking around the yard, so I was like trying to get stuff done. I have recorded a bunch of them. I used to do survey calls, so I have sympathy for these people because I know that it sucks. And
sure.
The best thing about a survey call is when someone will be answer your survey, because otherwise you're just making calls. People hate you. They hang up on you. But your time goes by so fast if you're on a call. So I was like, she asked me who I'm going to vote. I was like I told you guys, I'm probably not going to vote. She's like, really? And that means the survey is done. It's like, okay. I'm going to vote. I'll answer your survey. I'm going to vote. So she asked me questions. And I asked her, so who's paying for this survey, you know? Because I know what they do is they're able to do slip in. They're able to softball campaign money by making it a quote-unquote survey when it's actually a completely one-sided survey that says stuff bad about the other side, but in a question.
Right.
Like, do you think that Gavin Newsom is a total fucking psychopath who drinks human blood and misuses tax dollars, or do you think he's just okay? And clearly, I wonder who paid for this.
Yeah.
And it's a survey, so technically they're able to cloak these campaign... I mean, all that stuff is just absolute horseshit. But
yeah. They still, also just give celebrities like $1 million to endorse them. Like, I mean, I guess that's politics. That's what you do.
All that crap is so... But I answered her survey because I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to be nice to her, and I'm on this survey call, and she's
so it makes a call. You're doing them a favor because their call is now going a little bit, their day is going faster by.
Also, they get a quota. They get to check a box and say they've completed a survey. They have to get so many completions, probably,
right?
Because these companies are for profit, because they're being paid by a company to spread information, to campaign, even though it's technically a survey. It's so insidious, but it's genius too, because that's how they're able to get around a certain amount of money being spent on a campaign by making it a quote-unquote survey. And they make the people who are calling, they don't tell them who's paid for it. And most of these people who are working there, these aren't the brightest people, obviously.
Right.
but they, it's very clear who was paying for this because the way the questions are worded. Because I did one in Minnesota right after college where there was this company, it was all these big farming banks in the Midwest who, it's super complicated shit, but they, there was a bank, there's a Dutch bank called Rabobank, R-A-B-O, which is the worst name for a bank, sounds like rob a bank, but they are a farmer's bank. And one of the questions was, do you think that Rabobank has deeper pockets, thus is able to do stuff? Anytime you say deeper pockets, that sounds bad, right?
Yeah.
And always people were like,
what's that mean?
Well, we don't know who paid for this. Well, I tell you who didn't pay for it is Rabobank. Definitely this other bank paid for the survey.
Yeah.
So you're doing this thing where they can't.
All right. Here we are.
Yeah.
Should we ask we're them at a question?
Let's just ask. Can you open your window, Johnny?
Yeah.
Let's just talk to one of these fucking people.
How's it going?
Hey.
Is this Funko?
What is this a line for?
Which one?
This is Ron DeSantis?
No, is it, what kind of, just the dolls, right? With the big heads? Oh. What are the new ones?
It's a blind box?
It's a blind Funko, so it's like, what do you hope?
Well, it's not blind. I think you can look online to see what the releases are today.
Oh, okay.
How often does it happen?
What's the ideal for you guys to get?
Not sure yet.
It doesn't matter? Okay. Interesting.
We're from Colorado, so we were like coming back to do the one with the printer
yourself. Yeah.
And we were having it. We're like, oh, this would be fun.
Oh, okay. Cool. Nice.
That's good. They've seen Walter Mitty.
Cool. You guys ever seen Walter Mitty?
A child crying.
There was a child crying that whole time.
I hate lines. That's one thing I know.
Look at these people in this line. They're in the blazing sun. This is the most, this is the craziest thing, and it's all just like manufactured scarcity, right? It's like,
oh, for sure.
They're just like, we only make 100 of these beautiful dolls. Oh, man. Wow. We're here from Colorado. We just wanted to, I don't know if you guys in the audience could hear that, but that guy was, they were from Colorado.
They hadn't seen Walter Mitty.
They hadn't seen Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Why would they come here?
I guess that's the only fun, like, cities like L.A. and New York have, like, it's like having the M&M store. It's, like, the only place where you can get, like, you can walk into a Funko store. It's not just online.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And, wow, whoever invented Funkos is a genius, though. I mean, that is a hustle. Jeez.
Sure.
Just, like, vinyl dolls that...
Hell.
Yeah,
it's pure hell.
It was an honor if they made a Funko of like the TV show you were working on or whatever.
Right.
Now they just do everything.
Yeah, they've.
Because they have to bet on you. Because what if it's a hit? We didn't make it.
Right.
Yeah, it's like it's like the stores on Melrose, the sneaker stores, these sneaker heads.
Oh yeah, well that's a whole.
We only made 2 pairs of these shoes, so they're worth $1 million, even though they were made by slaves for not 68 cents.
Well, now we lost our sneaker head.
That was a dark turn.
Sorry, Harry.
Sorry, everybody.
Harry's a sneakerhead. Harry Walliner's our listener.
Is Harry a sneakerhead? What do you think he's into? Like,
I'm just making stuff up. Johnny, do you know Harry Walliner?
Is that Jason's brother?
Jason's brother.
Oh, I don't know him, no. Do I?
Great
Maybe
guy.
I do know him.
Maybe you met him once.
Is he like a huge fan of our podcast?
What does he do? I have met him professionally or no?
Yeah, he does the audio coordinating on Bob's. I believe he's moving over to the Great North.
Okay.
You
guys haven't had me back to Bob's in a while, so.
Same here. How about, what's Bob's? What's
racism.
Up with Bob's?
What blatant racism?
I'll tell you what.
Spin it. I'm going to be edited like Homer. Remember that time Homer got edited?
Ooh, sweet. Wait, Homer Simpson?
Candy. Candy. Oh, ooh, sweet.
You were both beloved on the Bob's Burgers show.
I love it. And I mean, it's great.
Part of
so
the family.
Fun.
Yeah. How many episodes did you do? A few,
just,
right?
Just one.
Just one?
Who do I have? Who does Johnny have to blow?
The best thing about Bob's
on my
Burgers,
behalf. Is it you? Because we'll do that.
Bob's Burgers is a credit where sometimes I've been brought up to that credit to where... Are you kidding me? Like, you picked that? That's like 14 years ago. And of all the things...
But it's so popular.
It's so popular. I just didn't realize how... It makes me realize, oh my God, people love this show so much.
Yeah, people deeply love Bob's Burgers, including us.
I love it. It's great.
Very kind.
I love mainly John's episodes. Here we're passing the Aquarius thing that Quentin Tarantino put up for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
What are we talking about?
And the Palladium, right?
That's the Palladium on the left.
Is that closed down?
The Palladium's open.
It's open. Oh, it just looks kind
of... I walked out of seeing Bob Dylan there.
Ooh.
Bad show.
You walked out?
I walked out. Yeah, I saw Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan was a bad show. You want to know why?
He was like out of it.
I think it's probably because the music's not great.
Oh! Holy shit.
If you want the music, you listen to Korn, not Bob Dylan.
I think you listen to Harry Nilsson's better.
Harry Nilsson's better than Bob Dylan?
Absolutely.
Well, they're totally different.
No, they're the same era, singer-songwriters. One has an amazing voice that'll never be touched, and it broke the bank in terms of writing a line between whimsical and earnest, and one is like a, sort of like a has-been, wheezy guitarist. I'm just bagging
what?
On Bob.
Come on. You can't call Bob a has-been.
Honestly, though, I've recently turned around on Bob Dylan, which is much to my chagrin, because I've talked so much shit over Bob Dylan for the last decades of talking shit on Bob Dylan. But
I get talking shit on Bob Dylan because he's so deeply popular that it's just like, what is the... No, there's got to be a hitch here. But like, he's not good, that great.
No, but when he's great, it's really just, oh, this is so exceptionally good.
Yeah, like he's very brilliant.
The songwriting is... unmatched. Also, Harry Nilsson died a long time ago.
Yeah. Harry Nilsson's great, though. John Lennon's favorite band was
Harry
Nilsson.
Probably one of the most American voices for the past 50, 100 years.
What's your favorite song?
Favorite song? I don't think I have
one. I can't live.
That's definitely not that song.
Yeah.
I would say probably anything off of Nilsson is... a classic.
Jump in the Fire? The Fire is pretty good.
There's so many good songs. You know what? It's probably the best song is the Moonbeams. The Moonbeam song is really great. That's like a triumph and lyric writing and Moonbeam song.
I don't know that one.
Sit beside the breakfast table, think about the bubbles, pour yourself a cup of tea, and think about your troubles. You can watch a teardrop drop into the ocean, go down.
Good lyrics,
shit,
hey.
Followed by a whale.
Okay.
Beautiful voice, Johnny. I had no idea.
That's my voice isn't recovering right now.
Really? Because you were screaming?
Screaming
because
no,
I had
show?
A fucking terrible chest cold like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that was man.
The second we got home from Utah, oh my god, man. I was fucking sick instantly. Not COVID, unfortunately.
Damn, just a regular cold.
Regular cold. Haven't had COVID yet.
You want a picture of this cool fire truck?
Yeah, let's get this cool fire truck going.
I'll talk to these guys. I can't talk to those citizens, man. Citizens freak me out.
But you'll talk to soldiers?
Hell yeah.
You mean civilians?
No, I'll talk to these
firemen.
These firemen, I'll talk to workers. Any worker I'll talk to a worker. You ever seen a bunch of firemen roll up on a coffee shop in New York?
I think probably.
I was in a year ago. I was staying Lower East Side for work. I was doing an episode of Law and Order.
Really?
And I was hanging out with this other guy from the show, Octavio, who's now a regular on Law and Order. Great guy. We were sitting up, giving coffee. Three fire trucks roll up, take up the entire parking on the entire block, just inundate this coffee shop.
All these fire... Look at this fucking... That is a nice...
Make the honk, 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 guys. Oh, they didn't see us.
Honk, honk.
Dude, what the fuck is that beast?
It's like a Hummer. It's like a Hummer fire truck.
I think that might be a Renault.
Really?
Renault, you didn't.
Renault, you didn't.
But can it be a Renault? Because that's not an American car.
That was a very odd...
Leave it to LA to have a Renault fire truck.
Thanks a lot, LA.
It's like the cops drive Lamborghinis.
Yeah, man, I drive Lambos.
And they wear bikinis.
Lamborghinis, bikinis,
Lake Tahoe.
That's right.
Big fake tits, get my dicks.
Big fake tits, big hairless dicks.
Lake Tahoe, I say hell no.
Yeah, bro.
So what about this? Can we take a left up in there?
We could. I can't guarantee...
We'll get
I used to ride my bike this way. Let's do it.
We just did
Let's
it.
Do it. Here we go.
I would ride on my bike. I would trade it for trike. I would suck on the bass.
They know who is there.
Name names.
I could ride in the bound. Well, turn it insane out.
My friend Pete Hike.
Okay.
I know Pete Hike.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Why not? Do I know him?
He's a writer. I'm sure you've met him over the years.
Such a great name.
Pete Hike. His middle name is Hutt.
He's a fascinating man.
Do you guys know about this guy named, I think his name's David Hole or Holes?
No.
There's some political guy. I laugh every time I hear it. I laugh because that's actually your last name is Holes. I got in trouble in Catholic school. One of the few times I got detention was being in church and laughing too much at the word Hosea because it has the word hose in it.
Hose.
Laughing so hard because it had hose in it.
I had that in college with cardiac sphincter.
Wow.
It was like embarrassing. And then I was like laughing at myself. Yeah. Like sphincter is not just for anuses. Like, it's for everything.
I've heard sphincter.
Wait, were you in pre-med or something?
No, it's just like regular old biology.
Wow.
Can you imagine if I dropped out of med school?
I know, just dropped out of med school to be a writer.
All patients.
You think so?
This is a bad move. This might have been a bad turn. This guy's walking really slow and dictating the pace at which we drive.
Do you ever get tired of living up in here?
Well, I don't take this street.
But you know what I mean? Like, in like the place where you can't just drive and have to worry about...
Well, you came to my house. You went up a certain street that's pretty wide, and then you took another street, a right and a right. So it's not all this windy stuff to get to my house.
But it's kind of windy.
This is windy as hell.
It's enough to make... If you're a nervous driver, this is not good for you.
Well, there's a reason I don't live on a small, windy street. I don't like it either.
Every street in L.A., all these, like, mountain streets are, like, backups. You have to back up, like, 100 yards to let anyone...
That is an MG.
That's an MG, but he's got the front.
No, it's a Triumph.
Okay.
Wow. That's a classic. Got a classic Triumph.
That's what you call a beauty. Hope you like your mechanic car.
Uh-oh.
You heard that saying?
So, here we are.
Uh-oh.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I know for a fact, this is the same street. That is a different street. I can go on that street, but then I would have to turn right.
Would you do...
Right now, I'm staying on the same street.
Too late.
So this is a thing where we're going left, basically.
Well, we're just...
Doesn't Kevin Spacey live up here?
No.
John, you love Kevin Spacey, right? Not his acting, but his extracurriculars.
I love everything about K-Space. I'll say this about K-Space. He was telling you the whole time who he was.
Yeah.
He was telling you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be surprised. See, this guy's holding us up just being himself. He's not being.
Do you hear the stories about K-Space pretending to be Johnny Carson's son?
No.
He used to pretend to be Johnny Carson's son very effectively, to the point where he would get tickets to sold-out Broadway shows by saying he was Johnny Carson's son.
Wow.
I mean, like, he has a history of being a duplicitous, what do you call it, like a...
C-word?
Yeah, a con man. So good at it that it's almost like he was telling us the entire time that he is...
A rapist?
was he a rapist?
That was his whole thing.
I thought he was like a...
I think he's a bad dude.
I know he's a bad dude.
But in a non-consensual, constant...
Right, statutory rape.
Cosby F.
Friends with Epstein.
Yeah.
Many visits to the island.
He was? K-Space?
K-Space, yeah.
Wow.
Good friends with the Clintons.
Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with the Clintons.
They're
gutsy.
That's where we draw the line, right? Isn't that where we draw the line? Is the Clintons there?
Yeah, they're fine. You
know, they're fine.
Nice people.
They've never been telling
Bill
us...
Bill Clinton absolutely went to that island with
that. What about that person who ran for president who I definitely voted for? Definitely a good person, huh?
Hillary or...
Yeah. I mean, that's the... Back to politics.
Back to politics.
You know, maybe they should all be 6 feet under?
Who said the joke? No matter what you think about Hillary, whether you like her or you hate her, you gotta admit,
Raj,
a lot of people hate her.
Raj Desai, one of the
Raj
best...
Raj Desai?
One of the most long-running... God, Raj Desai, greatest person. Greatest guy, but the best joke. 10-year-old joke. Hillary Clinton. Lover or hater, you gotta admit, a lot of people hate her. Best joke.
Pretty true. Pretty true.
Yeah.
Here we are on whatever street this is.
Beachwood, we're heading south.
There's a lady, we need to get a pic, just sitting in a chair, in an office chair.
I can't.
She looks like a Bob's Burgers character.
She looks like she's doing cosplay.
Yeah.
Of,
she had those
like more grown-up version of
cat-eye glasses.
It is weird to have an office chair on the street like that.
Yeah.
When I was in New York a few years ago, I encountered an office chair on the subway with wheels. And I thought this was the greatest hack I've ever seen, is an office chair on the subway. Like, bring your own chair.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't sit down, so just bring your own chair, man.
Just wheel it around.
Yeah. Subway, there should be an invention for that. Somebody should Shark Tank it.
I bet it's illegal though, right?
No, it's like, yeah. Hey, I'm moving my office chair from my office to my home. I need to bring it on the subway.
But maybe it's an obstruction?
I don't know. You can bring bikes. Bikes are more problematic than office chairs.
What's that great Mitch Hedberg joke? Standing in front of a fire exit? Or maybe it's Dave Attell, but it's like, you can't be a fire hazard because I can move. Or something like, it's way better. Me telling it doesn't even work, does it?
I listen to a lot of comedy radio, and they play a lot of old Mitch Hedberg stuff I've never heard, and it's so incredible. I'm the first person to appreciate Mitch Hedberg.
TikTok loves Mitch Hedberg. Or they know that I love Mitch Hedberg, and right, they send me a lot of videos in my algorithm.
When I was in college, before I started doing stand-up, I was Mitch Hedberg came to my college, came to Florida State, and I was working a radio shift at the time. I couldn't get off in time to go to the show, but I wrote him 5 different jokes that I was going to give to him on a piece of paper and an envelope. Here, man, I think these would be great jokes for you. And now I'm like, oh my God, who was it? Can you imagine, like, giving a comedian, here's some jokes I wrote for you.
Yeah. But what if they were good and he was like, hey, man.
Well, I gotta say, they were really good jokes.
Sure.
I tested them out on people saying they were Mitch Hedberg jokes, and they worked.
Oh, wow. Do you remember any?
I don't remember any, but I definitely,
Rice is good for when you want a million of something.
That's a real one, right?
That's a real one that I just did very well. Just perfectly.
I don't remember what they were. I mean, they're probably lost to time at this point.
Yeah.
But, man, what a guy.
What a guy.
What a loss.
Do you want to hear the ultimate dad joke?
This is the RIP episode. We're like, oh, yeah, he died, RIP. The ultimate death joke? Yeah.
Well, no, ultimate dad joke.
Dad joke, sorry. Yes.
Back to politics, but ultimate dad joke is when you see someone with a really, really big dog, you say, what kind of horse is that?
I love that.
Yep. I'm using it.
We're passing La Poubelle, classic French bar.
They shot an episode of Love on the Spectrum there.
Ooh. Love on the Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a reality show?
It is.
Or a Neil Diamond song.
Love on the Spectrum.
Love, what's it mean?
What do you know?
Yes is no. No is yes.
Oh my God. Whoa.
A motorcycle just tried to commit Harry Carey by...
God. Motorcycle. A guy in a motorcycle just did one of the dumbest things I've seen in a while.
Yeah. Weird that a motorcycle would do something dumb.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Motorcycle riders are dumb.
Motorcycle riders. you either been in an accident or you will be.
Yeah, it's not if, it's when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't.
Also, what kind of horse is that?
Hey, what kind of horse is that?
That's what I say to motorcycle riders. Hey, what kind of horse is that?
What kind of horse is that? It's got about 200 in the tank, you know what I mean? Horsepower. I love cars. My dad loved cars. I do too.
I'm a car guy.
I do love cars.
This could be a Top Gear episode.
Are you guys into cars?
I am into cars. Into, like, in as much as I watch TV about them, and I have a car that I think is cool.
I recently found out that I can identify literally probably about 95% of cars I see in a second. I can tell you what kind of car it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's almost like
Like a classic? Yeah, what's that right there?
That's an old Chevy. I don't know that. It's
probably it looks like a Packard or something.
It's a Chevy. It's got a Chevy emblem on the hood, so I can tell you that much.
I do love the car culture in L.A.
That's a 87 Mercedes 300D. Got another 300D behind. That's a 300. What is that? 300.
Diesel.
Yep.
300 TD.
Wow, you're good. Okay.
300 D's nuts.
I don't know. Certain brands of cars I know really well, but like if a cop ever asked me what kind of car, you know, something was when an event happened, I would be able to tell the cop.
So you're going to like courtroom.
You're like Marissa Tomei.
You're like Marissa Tomei and my cousin Vinny, yeah. Positive traction.
My uncle was a cop. My grandpa was a cop.
My biological clock is ticking.
Like this. Okay, what are you talking about?
Do you think Marissa Tomei breaks the record for number of years as a smoke show?
Yeah, to this day.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
To this day.
Kate Beckinsale is also...
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale. I think
she's up there.
Marissa Tomei is one of the ones where I think that's like your wife gives you a pass.
Is it a hall pass?
I think it's a hall pass.
Who else is one of these hall pass hotties?
I've been told if you're out there, oh my God, the fact I can't remember her name right now is really hurting my chances.
I think when these wives give hall passes, they're not thinking it through.
Yeah, especially
yeah, just with, fuck this celebrity. Yeah, it won't get complex, right?
I have a hall pass with Robin Wright.
Oh, Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
Speaking of Spacey.
Spacey? Oh yeah, speaking of Spacey.
House of Cards. Robin Wright. Wow. Because she was she's hot. Period.
She's just the best.
But she looked great in Wonder Woman.
She's unstoppable.
Warrior. Yeah.
Robin Wright, competing with Marissa Tomei in length of years of as a smoke show.
Yeah.
I think Marissa Tomei might eclipse her, right?
Tomei's got the edge?
I mean, Tomei is just...
I don't know. I'd have to see them naked.
If I met Tomei, I think I would have trouble talking.
Really? Yeah. Tomei, is that? She's your she's super just, crush?
She's she got almost dated George Costanza.
She's got a sparkle.
Right, she's so got... Yeah, she's got that thing.
So now I'm backing up.
Yeah, we're backing up.
So this is to Pemberton's question.
Well, okay.
Are we turning left on that backup?
The front of your car, if it becomes the back, if the back is becoming the front, we just did a left.
There you go.
So we still were doing a left.
Yeah, it was to the left.
You're so much nicer than someone else.
Yeah, this guy John Gemberling was really nitpicky with all this shit. Really, are we just going to talk about that?
You know me, I'll apologize for anybody.
Thank you.
You know me, I will find a way to make any wrong a right.
Nice.
Is there anything you'd like to plug, Johnny Pemberton?
I just like to plug, you know, check me out on Instagram. Everything goes through. I was about to say, that's a nice fucking truck.
You just almost said, that's a nice truck about your own truck.
It's been so long since I've seen my truck. It's been sitting in the driveway for 3 months.
It's a black edition,
but it's a white truck.
Yeah. I know, man. The black edition is because there's no chrome on that thing. You don't want chrome.
Why don't you want chrome?
Because chrome makes your car look fancy. A certain way.
Shiny.
Chrome, you got to polish
it's
it.
It's tacky. Maybe it's
I don't
tacky.
Think chrome on that.
Yeah, check me on Instagram. It's Johnny_Pemberton. Check me out on TikTok. It's Johnny... I don't know what it is actually. I'm not even sure what it is, but
just my nipples?
It might be just my nipples until they take it away from me.
Alright. Well, that's two Johns don't make a right.
Thank you, Johnny Pemberton.
With Mr. Johnny Pemberton.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Alright, lovely. Nailed
it.
My name is John, and my name is John, and we ain't turning right all podcast long. Whoa, we're going left and straight. Whoa, the podcast is great. Whoa, cruising around LA, picking up friends on the way. Well, John is my friend, and now you are my friend, and we're doing it up, and then we do it all again. Whoa. Two Johns don't make a right.